Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know we love to dig into all things mattress related, and today we're looking at something that might not seem all that exciting at first glance, return policies. But stick with us, because this one's a doozy. We're talking puffy cloud mattresses, and their approach to returns is...
Yeah, let's just say it's pretty unique.
Yeah, it's definitely not the flashiest topic, but when you're dropping a good chunk of change on a mattress, knowing you can return it hassle-free, that's huge peace of mind.
Totally. So we've got a bunch of stuff to unpack here. Articles, customer reviews, even some of our own notes, all about this puffy cloud return policy. What's the game plan for this deep dive? What are we trying to figure out here?
All right. So I think we've got two main goals. First, we got to break it down, you know, like what does this policy actually offer? What's the fine print? And how does Puffy stack up against other mattress companies out there? But then we got to go deeper. Like, why does this policy even matter? What does it tell us about Puffy as a brand? Does it sway your decision as a buyer? That's the stuff that really gets me going. Okay, I'm with you. So let's start with the basics. What's the deal with this Puffy return policy? I keep hearing about this 101 nights thing. And free returns. What's the catch?
All right, so the 101 nights is real. It's a 101 night sleep trial. Way longer than most other mattress companies out there. And yeah, the returns are free, no hidden shipping costs, no restocking fees, none of that nonsense.
Hold on. Most places barely give you a week to return a pair of jeans.
Right.
And we're talking about 3 months to sleep on a mattress.
Yeah. Puffy's playing a different game here. It's like they're saying, look, we know our mattress is awesome. We're so confident you'll love it that we're giving you over 3 months to decide. And if you don't love it, no sweat, just send it back.
Okay. That's a pretty bold statement. But I have to ask, what's the fine print? There's got to be something, right?
Honestly, it's pretty straightforward. You got to keep the mattress clean. No crazy stains or damage.
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? And they limit returns to 2 per household.
2 per household.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's lifetime, not like every year.
Exactly. You can't just be swapping out mattresses every few months. Got to make a decision eventually.
Right. It's a trial, not a mattress subscription service.
Exactly.
So long trial, free returns, few conditions. Seems pretty good. But why would a company do this? What's the bigger picture here?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And that's what we're going to get into in the next part of our deep dive. We'll look at how this fits into Puffy's overall strategy, who they're targeting, and if this really sets them apart in the mattress world.
Okay, listeners, we're just scratching the surface here. When we come back, we'll unpack the why behind this seemingly too-good-to-be-true return policy. Stick around.
Okay, so we're back. And we're ready to dive deeper into this Puffy return policy. Is it all just marketing hype? Or is there something more to it?
You know, I really don't think it's just a gimmick. This whole return policy thing, it feels like it's baked right into Puffy's DNA.
Interesting.
Think about their name, Puffy Cloud. What does that make you think of?
Comfort, definitely. Like floating on a cloud.
Exactly. It's all about ease and maybe even a little bit of fun.
Right. Like they don't want you to stress about your mattress.
So a no-hassle return policy kind of fits that vibe.
Totally. By offering this long trial and free returns, they're taking all the risk out of buying a mattress.
Which is a big deal because, let's face it, buying a mattress can be a pretty overwhelming experience.
You said it.
So many brands, so many choices.
And they all claim to be the best.
Right. Yeah. So how do you even know where to start?
That's where Puffy's return policy comes in. It sets them apart. It's not just about the mattress itself. It's about the whole customer experience, building trust from day one.
Okay, I like that. So it's all about the customer experience. But what are actual customers saying? We've got a ton of reviews here from people who've actually bought Puffy Cloud mattresses. Are they actually using this 101 night trial?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the feedback is overwhelmingly positive. People are saying that having that 101 nights, it gave them time to really test out the mattress, you know, in their own homes, in their own sleep environments.
Yeah, because lying on a mattress in a store for a few minutes, that doesn't really tell you much.
Nope, not at all. And even if the mattress wasn't the right fit, people are raving about Puffy's customer service and how easy the returns are. No complaints about hidden fees or anything like that. So they're putting your money where their mouth is. But here's the question that's been bugging me. Does all this customer love, does it come at a cost? Are Puffy mattresses more expensive because of this generous return policy?
That's a great question. And we actually look into that.
Yeah.
Puffy mattresses are actually priced pretty competitively.
Really?
Yeah, they're not the cheapest out there. But they're definitely not the most expensive either.
So they're not passing on the cost of returns to the customer.
It doesn't seem like it.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. It means they figured out a way to make this whole thing work financially. I mean,
right, because returns got to cost them something.
Yeah, they probably have higher upfront costs. But I bet they're making it up in the long run.
Through customer loyalty and all that. Exactly. Happy customers tell their friends.
And that's the best marketing you can get.
For sure. But you know what else is really cool about Puffy's return policy?
What's that?
Their donation program.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even talked about that yet.
It's amazing. Instead of just throwing away returned mattresses, they donate them to charities and shelters.
Right. It's like turning a potential negative.
Yeah.
Into a positive for the community.
Absolutely. It shows that they're not just about making money, they actually care about making a difference.
And it totally fits with their whole mission of making sleep accessible to everyone.
It really does. And you know what? Right. This donation program might actually be a smart business move too.
Oh, how so?
Think about it.
Okay.
Some people might be hesitant to buy a mattress with a sleep trial because they're worried they'll end up with a mattress that someone else has already slept on.
Yeah, I get that. It can feel kind of weird.
Right. But by donating those returned mattresses, Puffy's guaranteeing that every mattress they sell is brand new.
That's a good point. It addresses a customer concern and reinforces their commitment to doing good.
Exactly. Win-win.
So Puffy's return policy, it's generous, it's customer-focused, it's socially responsible, and it seems to be working for them. But does this kind of approach have a bigger impact on the mattress industry as a whole? Are other companies taking notice and maybe starting to follow suit? That's what we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive. Stay tuned. Okay, we're back, and it's time to wrap up our deep dive into this Pucky Cloud mattress return policy. We've talked about the nuts and bolts, the why behind it, how it fits into Puffy's whole brand image. But now I'm kind of curious about the bigger picture. Like, does Puffy's approach mean that the whole mattress industry is changing?
That's an interesting question. For a long time, buying a mattress was like this really traditional thing. You went to a store, you laid down on a few mattresses awkwardly for a few minutes, and then you were pretty much stuck with your decision for like 10 years.
Yeah, it was a big commitment.
Totally, and you never really knew if you were making the right choice.
Right, you just had to hope for the best.
But then all these online mattress companies started popping up.
That changed everything.
Yeah, suddenly you could order a mattress from your couch.
And have it delivered right to your door.
No more awkward showroom experiences.
But that also meant you needed better return policies.
Right, because you couldn't just lug a mattress back to the store if you didn't like it.
Exactly. So these sleep trials started becoming more common.
Yeah, but they were usually a lot shorter, maybe 30 or 60 nights. And a lot of companies still made you pay for return shipping.
So Puffy's going above and beyond with their 101 nights and free returns. But are other companies starting to catch on?
I think they are. We're definitely seeing a trend towards better return policies across the industry.
Right.
Some companies are now offering trials of up to a year, and more are getting rid of those pesky return shipping fees.
That's great for consumers. More options, more power to make sure we're getting the right mattress.
Exactly. It's all about empowering the customer.
So what's driving this change?
I think it's a few things. First, the online mattress market is super competitive.
Makes sense.
Companies need to find ways to stand out.
And attract customers.
Right. A generous return policy is a good way to do that.
It's like a risk-free way to try out a mattress.
Exactly. It builds trust.
But I think there's also a growing awareness that sleep is really important.
Absolutely.
People are starting to realize that a good mattress is an investment in their health and well-being.
It's not just a luxury anymore.
And companies are recognizing that. They're willing to offer better return policies to give customers peace of mind.
I think that's a big part of it.
So it's a combination of market pressure and changing consumer attitudes.
Exactly. It's an interesting time for the mattress industry.
It really is.
Yeah.
Who knows what the future holds?
Maybe we'll see even longer sleep trials.
Maybe free returns will become the norm.
It's hard to say, but it's definitely a dynamic landscape.
And I think it's safe to say that Puffy's been a leader in this whole movement.
For sure, they've been pushing the industry to be more customer friendly.
And their success shows that customers appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, if you're looking for a new mattress, don't be afraid to shop around. Compare return policies. A good trial period and free returns can make a big difference. You know, it gives you the freedom to try different mattresses and find the one that's perfect for you.
And remember, a company's return policy can tell you a lot about them.
Like what?
About their values, how much they care about their customers.
Good point.
So pay attention to those details.
Choose a brand that you feel good about.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've really explored this Puffy return policy from all angles, But ultimately, the decision of whether to buy a puffy cloud mattress is up to you.
We just hope this deep dive has given you the information you need to make an informed decision.
And to get a good night's sleep.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. We'll see you next time.